Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 5:52. 24 years ago, the world changed as a hijacked jetliner crashed into one tower of the World Trade Center, followed by another plane into the other tower. A third plane smashed into the Pentagon, while a fourth plane crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, as passengers and crew tried to regain control from the hijackers.
The city of Belleville has its annual Moment of Remembrance ceremony later this morning at 11:30. It will be at the 9/11 Memorial next to Firehouse 4 on South Illinois Street. Stuart McMillan spoke with organizer Sharon Strassbaugh.
We did just redo the Flight 93 section of our memorial. We rebuilt it. We did a little bit of landscaping. We had a group of members from the Daughters of the American Revolution that asked us if they could come out and plant some wildflower seeds there at the Flight 93 section, which we were excited about for several reasons. First of all, if you've ever seen photographs of the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where Flight 93 went down, there's a large stone there, and it's completely surrounded by wildflowers. This group of individuals from the DAR were able to actually get seeds from wildflowers that are grown in that field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And those are the seeds that they have planted here at our Flight 93.
Like the same ones
exactly,
that are in that field.
Exactly.
Wow.
Seeds
okay.
from
so
those
not just,
flowers.
They didn't just go down to Walmart and get
correct.
Some seeds.
Not just any seeds, yeah.
Wow.
And of course, that's directly across from the survivor tree. We were able to get a seedling quite a few years back from the only surviving, only living thing that was found at the World Trade Center. And that was a calorie pear tree that was severely charred, severely burnt, major damage to the tree. But the Parks and Recreation Service from New York took the tree up to a nursery in an area, nursed it back to health, and they were giving seedlings from that tree to different countries that had, after 2001, had undergone major tragedies. We happened to contact them right at the time that they had made the decision to start giving seedlings out to organizations that had acquired other artifacts. And so we're so excited to actually have a seedling from the survivor tree at the World Trade Center. And that's right
wild.
Across from Flight 93.
So, that is wild.
Yeah. We encourage anyone to come by to visit our 9/11 memorial anytime from dawn to dusk, any day of the week. And if you start at the entrance, which is right off the parking lot on the west end of the firehouse, there are some brochures there that you can pick up that kind of help you as you walk down the timeline, help you understand some of the thought that went behind the building of the memorial, and gives you a lot of information that, again, if you were not alive for 2001, for 9/11, if you're not familiar with the events of that day, hopefully you are by the time you walk our timeline and read the information in the brochure.
Sharon, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, Stuart.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.